Inclusivity is pretty much the byword of the Fitness in Mind guys and the Barwell girls. Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of the Barwell girls, we've had girls going into competition, powerlifting competitions, which they thought they'd never do.
Mm.
And sometimes they get a little bit of the limelight shone on those from outside, but that misconception is that is what you've got to do.
Yeah.
Is totally wrong. If you come in and you're brand new, never done a bit, then come in, you've got no bad habits, we can work you from square one.
And how would you all say, what is the optimum you should be planning once you sort of go to yourself, right, I'm going to have to come to the gym? What? How many times would you say you've got to see a difference in your body? What sort of time have you got to put in per week?
Time is usually the biggest barrier to training. It's the number one, not excuse, it's probably the wrong word, but it's the number one barrier people will put up. I just haven't got the time to do it.
Mm.
It's understandable. People have busy lives, you know, there's work, there's kid commitments, you know, whether they're playing football, rugby, whatever, the weekend, school, obviously. It's tough, but if you can find the time, you'll find something that will mould you, and if you enjoy it, probably you're going to get down there more and do some.
Mm.
Once you start seeing the changes, that can be the catalyst to get it going. And once it becomes habit-forming, it's habit-forming, and you miss it, then it's an integral part.
No, it takes about 12 weeks to notice any physical difference.
Yeah.
So normally after 12 weeks, you want to sort of maybe change it up a little bit because your body gets used to certain exercises. But yeah, no, definitely. I think Dave and Zara's both right. You know, it takes a long time to sort of achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a start, isn't it? You know, doing something, it's a start, and then you can increase that. Don't go there straight away and think, I'm going to do all this, because you put yourself off.
Mm.
So, yeah, and when you are more comfortable, you know, you could do a Boxer class with Zara, you could do a box fitness with Dave, you could go to the gym for a few sessions, you know, you don't have to do the same thing every day, so.
And we are talking about Fitness in Mind, and it is for your mental health as well. It helps you if you've got depression, if you've got bipolar, also if you're wheelchair bound. We were saying earlier, we've got great access here at the Brentwood Centre. The corridors are wide enough, you can get in and out of the loos because they've got good access points. You can also get into the gym, they've got ramps, so it is an easy access if you want to come in, because obviously if you are in a wheelchair, you still want to do some probably try and do some weights, and
yeah, definitely,
and they can offer that here as well, so it's for case of everybody. So thanks very much to you guys for coming in. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about Boxer, you can go and have a look at the Brentwood Centre website. Also with Dave with the Barbell Girls, again, go to the Brentwood Centre, and with Sam as well at the Brentwood Centre hyphen
everywhere.
It's everywhere, and you've got leaflets here at the front as well, so you can pick it up and pick out a class. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Give yourself a round of applause.
More. More.
Right, here we go. Here's Kasabian. I'll be back after this.
A little bit of Kasabian, yeah.